Okay, let's get into Parshas Re'eh, Tavshin Peivav, 5786, as we get into Shabbos Mevarchim of Chodesh Elul. And Re'eh, Bechira, see the choices in front of us, says the Latorah V'Lamoadim, says Rav Zevin, to start us off here in the source number one. Re'eh Anochi Nosin L'Fneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala, Zos Omeres HaBracha K'shehi La'atzma Lodaya. The bracha is not enough. What does it mean? Re'eh. See, I'm giving you bracha. What did it say? I'm giving you bracha. See, I'm giving you bracha. It sounds like you have to see the bracha. Habracha k'shi la'atzma lodaya. Srichim liros osa. You have to see it. Lahargisha ulahakira. To feel it, to recognize it. Husha amru, says Rav Zevin, that connects to the following thought. The Gemara says, "Kol Misabel Yerushalayim Zochev Arav B'Simchasa." If anybody mourns for Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, Zochev Arav B'Simchasa, will be Zochev to see its Simcha. Says Rav Kook, "Magbil La Hachurban Hu Habinyan." Why does it say if you Misabel Yerushalayim, you'll see? Why doesn't it say it's rebuilding? It says you'll see its Simcha. Why doesn't it say it's rebuilding? Imken Hayamatim Lomar Zochev Arav B'Binyana. Why doesn't it say B'Binyana? Elak shekshabonim binyan, but when you build something, hakol roim, avalo hakol roim es hasimcha sheish b'habinyan. You could see the building, but you might not be able to see the simcha that the building symbolizes. Yesh roe Yerushalayim b'binyana ve'ino margish simcha. Some will see Yerushalayim in its rebuilding, but won't feel the simcha that represents. Lakach tzrichim zechus b'yuched es zochev roe b'simchasa. You have to have the eyes to recognize the bracha. The bracha that is the simcha. A person can have a lot of bracha. And if they don't recognize it, there won't be simcha, Rachman al Islam. It's not a physical seeing, but understanding what one sees. And says Rav Zevin now, and in the Haftorah as well. Uba Haftorah sayom ini anochi marbitz papucha vanayach, visadetich basapirim, visadetich kadgochim shoshayach. Remember, this is the pasuk that the Gemara darshins that there's going to be huge stones for the Beis Hamikdash in the future. Hu malar es de'es Hashem ki kulam yedu osilu miktanam va'ad gedolam ki yotzei v'kan mafticham lanu avanim gtolos yalomim v'chayotzei. Look what we're promised. We're promised with big stones and strong stones and avnei chefetz. That's what we're waiting for. Stones. Lak v'chilakach chikinu ulakach anu mitzapim for stones. Lo daylanu b'chol ha'mehuma ha'atirdos. Hayagios achamrios ba'olam hazeh. All of the difficulties that we've had. Asha gamla said, even in the future, lagulas hanachama mafticham lanu ke'ela. We're going to have a physical aval pirish advarim. Explains Rav Zevin, you have to know how to look at it. There will be a physical rebuilding. But what that's going to symbolize? How are we going to view it? Shala'asin nira ha'kedusha sheish b'chal ha'aretz. We'll see the kedusha. Asher kol makomu makomu ke'etzam ha'shamayim la'tohar. Every spot will be purity. Avadim tovos margolios. And that's what it says to Moshe. Ki ata makom, remember the sneh. Ki ha'makom asher ato meiro lav, admas kodeshu. What you're standing on is Admas Kodesh. Klomar ein atat sarich lechapes es haotze b'merchakim. You don't have to look far. Hu nimsa b'abayis, he's right there in your house. B'chol makam asher ata omed alav, sham hu Admas Kodesh. As Chafetz Chaim says, a similar idea. Wherever you're standing, ela shezos ra rak Moshe Rabbeinu, amnachnu lo ro'im. Moshe saw that there was Admas Kodesh there, but we don't see. We need to be urged. Re'ei. But la'asilavok shi'gi azman, when we get to the time of ki'ayin bi'ayin yiru, v'nigla kvod Hashem, Hashem's kavod will be revealed and open, v'ro kol basar yachtov, kipi Hashem diber. Right, everyone will see, all basar will see that it's Hashem talking. Az nireh kulanu. That's the re'eh. So when we have the bracha, we not only have to get the bracha, we daven for the bracha, but we have to see. And often, whatever a person sees can be viewed as a bracha. And he calls the story... We've quoted this story before, but he quotes it from the Bas Ayin, the Rebbe of Avreich, that was in Russia, and he came and made Aliyat Tzfat. Shaboy love Mishulach Achad Me'eretz Yisrael, right? So somebody, Mishulach once came to him, when he was still in Avreich, v'shibech lefanam, and was telling him about Eretz Yisrael, all the amazing milas. I just see him, Rebbe, ma'omer lo'od, ha'avonim ha'pshuto shala'aretz, da'hinan mamash yalomim, the stones of Eretz Yisrael are diamonds, are jewels. And the tzaddik was very mitragesh, and he says, I'm going. After a lot of a hard journey, he gila la'aretz v'nis parseim l'kodosh v'tzadik v'tzfat. He opened up a shul, a beis medrash in Tzfat. Achar kama shanim, pagash berachov oso mishulach. After a number of years on the street, He meets the same Meshulach that spoke to him from Avrej, Amar Rav L'Meshulach. The Rav says, Kol HaShvachim V'Amailah Shesipartali. All the Shvachim, Heim Nechonim Be'emes. He says, all the amazing things about Eretz Yisrael are true, but one thing is not true. Avanim Apshutos Heim Yalomim. He says, the stones are stones. The Meshulach says, Nu, Kishezochim Roim. The Meshulach says, I guess you're not there yet. Halacha Rav Abayta V'Sagar Asma B'cheder, the Rav, the Avreich of the Basayim went into his room. Lo acha v'lo shasa v'lo kibel anashim. He closed himself up for a couple of weeks. Nimshach adavar shvuos achadim. Achar kach pitom yatsa mechedro b'simcha rabbi. Went out of the room with simcha rabbi. Made a suuda gedola. B'socha suuda siper. During the meal, he says, Kisha oza mishulach amarli. Kisha zochim roim nizdazati. I was shaking. I realized I'm not on the level that I should be. Hevanti shelo hu amar lizos. It was told to me, I'm not zoche. So I said, I have to fix it. I went into my room and I worked on myself until now. I see that the stones of Eretz Yisrael are actually diamonds. And that's what we have. We have to see. And when we see the bracha, that is the goal. Continuing the first pasuk of Re'eh, and there's a lot to talk about on this first pasuk, Re'eh. So there's a medrash. If you look in the Yalkut Shimoni, beginning of source number 2, the medrash is quoted here in the Lekach Tov. Bracho klala gives a mashal. First, we have the beginning of the medrash. Lama nema lefisha nema machayim amavus asazi lefanecha. Habracha vaklala, life and death, bracha and klala, shema yomru, hol v'nasan amakam lefaninu shnei drachim, derachayim v'derach amavus. Since we have a choice, we have two roads. Nelech Bezesh Yirtze. You might think you have a choice. Which roads? Tamalomer Bacharta Bachaim. Hashem tells us what to choose. Tells us what to choose. Well, it would be so hard to see what to choose. So, Mashal, line 5. La Adam Shay Yoshal Parshas Drachim Hayilavanem Shnei Shvilin. Somebody sitting at a crossroads in front of him. Which way does he go? Echad Shetchilaso Meshar V'Sofa Kotzim. One of them is flat at the beginning, and at the end it will have a lot of thorns. The echad shitchilaso kotzim v'sofo meishar. Another one has a lot of thorns at the beginning, then ends up smooth. Vayamodiyah sa over mishavim v'omer lehem. And the person sitting at the crossroads is telling everyone who was coming to choose which road to go down. Shatem roim shvil zeh shitchilaso meishar. If you see the one that's flat, you should know it's only flat at the beginning. Kishatayim v'shalosh psios mahalech meishar v'sofo laseis kotzim. Know that it flips. You see the one that's difficult and kotzim. It's going to end up flat. It's difficult now with thorns, but it's going to end up flat. That's what Moshe says. Moshe says, you see the Rishoyim, you see those that are not following the path. They have flat, they're going to end up having thorns. Re'eh Anochi, pick the bracha, not the klala, and the medrash is saying, don't look at what's in front of you and under your nose. You have to recognize that, you know, there's a long process here, and things could start with kotzim, but, it could end up on the other side. And he quotes here in the Lekach Tov from Rav Yechezkel Levinstein, Bichol Shlav Aliyah Shel Adam, at every stage of Aliyah of a person, who nitkal ba'osam gimel, psio shel kotzim, there's so many thorns and challenges in a person's life, shalav lit gaberlin, we have to overcome them. Challenges physically, challenges spiritually, psychologically, things that get us down, that pull us down. Zos va'od, hare mitivo ha'damino masper masavo. And as we know, man does not stay flat. We don't stay on the same plateau. Hargoshes ha'lev shal yom esmol ne'elamos. Right? The inspiration from yesterday does not last. V'tamid yitzorach lo'oreres ha'lev mi'chadash. We always have to awaken our hearts again. Mi'chadash. Life is about being excited and psyched every day and every stage. Ha'ara ma'alefes b'inyan zeh matzad b'parsha shoftim. And we have this from Shoftim. In Parsha Shoftim, we'll read next week. No'mar shamki seitzei la'melcham alay v'echa. At the end of Shoftim. V'ra'isa sus v'rechav amrav mimcha. If you see a large enemy, lo sira behem, don't be scared. Ki Hashem elokecha imcha hamalcha meretzav. Hashem is with you. Ha'pasuk orech lanu cheshben hegyoni pashut. The pasuk is saying, you're going to see in front of you lots of enemy and recognize Hashem is behind you. Ra'inu beinenu es koach Hashem es mem shalto b'chol akochos kulam. B'makos mitzrayim. Ubugulasena, we saw there. So there's no issue to be mefached. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then the pasuk says, Afal pikin mamshicha Torah lazir, the Torah continues, al yerech levavchem al tiru v'al tachbazu. So before you go out, when you see the largeness of the enemy, don't be scared of Hashem to get him in Mitzrayim. But then again, al yerech, don't have a soft heart, al tiru v'al tachbazu. Al yerech, but be scared of the horses, al tiru v'yakav astrisim, al tachbazu. All the different ways that the enemy scares us. Even though we have the logical argument of being boteach, that only helps for the pre, when we have time to calmly think about it. But when the situation is at the battlefield, the Torah gives it again. Because inspiration doesn't always last. Doesn't always last. Keep going. As he says at the end, Ba'olam ein argashas halev benos kayama, the feelings don't last. We have to be constantly chayev. Lichyos tamid chay has chachas v'his orus. We have to remember, always continue the awakening ourselves and recognizing that the present challenges, like the Medrash says, the thorns and the thistles, we have to make sure we know that it's a temporary challenge. And the flat and the serenity that we will have being close to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the future. And that applies both in the physical and in the spiritual. And we have to keep that in mind. Okay. The next thought. Three thoughts on the word Re'eh. This one I think I might have mentioned years ago, maybe in another context, but let's see it inside. Says the Be'er Yosef on Re'eh. Re'eh anochi nosim lefneichem ayom brachu klala. Vayikviyacha, right, see, I'm going to give you the brach on the klala. Where am I going to give you the brach on the klala? The psukim describe. Har grizim and hareval. Right, a few psukim later. Benasadas habrachal har grizim, vesa klala hareval. These are Be'er HaYarden, pasuk lamed, right, acharei, Rashi's acharei is a while after, not right after. You're going to get to these mountains, I'm telling you, and when you get there, ketem over vesa yarden, you're going to get to the mountains, and then you're going to set up the whole, bracha and klala. And then later on in Parshas Kisava, we have the follow-up tzivui, Elu yamdu lebrechas amar lagrizim, these are the shvatim you put on argrizim, these six, Elu yamdu alakal, these are the six on har eval, v'chul. And then Gemara Meseches Sota, the Be'er Yosef quotes it, Shisha shvatim alu l'rosh argrizim, v'shisha shvatim alu l'rosh har eval. They each went up, ha'kohanim ha'levim, v'ha'aron amdu l'mata be'emsa, and the Torah and the Aron Levim are in the middle. They turned to Hargrizim and the six Shvatim and Hargrizim. They started with the bracha. Baruch Ha'isha Shalayasav Eslam Asecha. Elu ve'elu and Amin. Everybody answers Amin. Havchu Paneim Klapei Erevol. They turned to Erevol. Upaschu Beklala. They started the Klala. Arur, arur, arur. And everybody says Amin. So we have this graphic imagery of the brachas and the klalos that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving them sivuyim for right now. So a couple of questions that the Be'er Yosef asks before he develops his thesis about this experience. Yishlo daktik b'parsha zu, ubekama mehadiyukim kvar amdu hamafarshim. Some of this has been asked by others. Number one, ma'u alashon re'eh. What does it mean to see? De re'iya shayach al davar muchashi. V'lo al amira v'dibur. Re'eh, if you take it literally, is to see. Even though, yeah, there is a seeing of acceptance, of understanding. Now I see it. But literally, Re means, I would have said, the first interpretation, the Pashut Pshat, is to see something that is in front of you, not on what you hear. So what's the emphasis of Re? Question one. Question two. Pasach b'lashon yachid Re, the siyam b'lashon rabim, anochi menosein lifneichem. You have the Re and the lifneichem. Yachid and Sibur. Number three. Masha amar anochi nosein lifneichem hayom. Brachu klala. What's the hayom? Halo abracha v'aklala shamar kan. Namru bar grizim v'harevol. Right? It's later on. Moshe's not putting anything in front of you today. Right? It's later on. Number four. Matam shechilku asa'am l'shnei machanas. The Bnei Yisrael was split onto two mountains. Shisha shvatim al argrizim. V'nasu alav asa bracha shbaschu bebarach. Shisha shvatim al harevol. V'nasu alav asa klala shbaschu be'arur. V'lo nitztavu shekol Yisrael yo yibiyachad. Why not, right, all Klal Yisrael together? You have six over here, six over there. Why split them? Ulekulam yomer, as the brach was a klal, ulekal shvat b'shavu. Why don't you put them in one place? So Torah says, sifsa Torah lahafrid b'neihem dafka, v'litein ha-brach l'machzis ha-shvatim, give each of them half. What exactly is the message? You have all these questions. The yachid to the rabim, and what's the re'ei, and what's the hayom, and what's the split? V'yitachein l'va'er. This is the Be'er Yosef at his creative best. V'itachem l'va'er, let me try to explain. Dilaka chilku as klal Yisrael l'shtei machanos shavos. Why split into two? Because we are a people. People have to, we have to see, right? We have to have the imagery in front of us, right? We need the Torah is giving us the original AI, right? Not even AI. AI is a fake. This is made up. This is real, right? Lo horos al ha'inyan sha'amru b'gemara. What did the Gemara say in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak? Lo olam yira adam as atzmo ki lo chetz yuchai v'chetz zakai. We always have to think of ourselves as half and half. Half zakai, half chayiv. The next mitzvah, the next aveira is going to be machriya. Also mitzvah achas, ashrav, she'achriya atzmo l'kav z'chus. I do one mitzvah. It's praiseworthy that I have been put tilted the scale. Over aveira achas, oilo, she'achriya atzmo l'kav chova. And the opposite. Rav Lezer, Rav Shimon Omer, v'chulu, not only the person, the olam nidon acharuba, the whole world. Right? When I'm acting, I am being machriya the whole world. Each way. Says Rashi there, line 28. Yira Adam Atzmo Ki'ilu Shakul. Kol Ha'olam Shakul. Kemechsa Tzadikim Mechasidim. Kemechsa Rishayim. Ukilu Maisav Shkulim. Kemechsa Amechsa. Where we have to view the whole world as if my action is going to have an unbelievable effect. Ulahoros ala inyan azeh. Nitztavu k'shibol ha'grizun ha'evel. And to reflect this, and to teach this, we were told, when we come to those mountains, the Kiblu Advas HaTorah Ba'alu B'Shvua, and we accept the Torah there, after we went in, Arevus, Shekol Hamon Yisroel Yischalku L'Shnei Chatzon, split into two halves. Why? Because that will be a visual imagery of what you're supposed to be thinking always. Shish Shvodim Ha'agrizim Shidot Ha'arevul, Lassis HaBrach Ha'agrizim Etzakol Ha'arevul, She Yisrael Ki'ilu HaMechza Ro'ui L'Bracha, B'Shvul Shekimu HaTorah, V'HaMechza L'Hefech, Ki'ilu, there's a half and half in front of you. Ki'ilu, turn the page. Lo kimu as haTorah chas v'shalom. K'dei lo'orer bazeh es kol echad miYisrael sheyeda v'yasav alibo, to put on our hearts as ha'achrayis ha'gadola, the great responsibility hamutelas kesa kol echad ve'echad. We always have to think of ourselves and the world as half and half. That's why in front of us is, will be, the shvatim, split up half and half. V'lezua kavana amar, and that's the re'eh, look at the half and half in front of you. Line 12. V'lezua kavana amar re'eh, haidu gam re'iyah se'nai yamamish. Look, she'tir'eh be'einecha, v'tistakel, eich she'klal Yisrael nechlak l'shnei chalakim shavim. You see, klal Yisrael split into two parts. Mechza l'kan u'mechza l'kan. U'mizet tir'eh v'tisbonein. Gam be'ein sechlecha. And so see the half and half in front of you, and that you shall take that into the eye, your mind's eye. Lahavinu lahaskil, shezat siyur tzarach lios tamid molenecha. This always has to be in front of your eyes. Shekol ha'olam nimsa b'kaf mosnayim shakol. The whole world is in that. The whole world is in that, and that's why also yachid and rabim. Umitam ze gamkin hiskab lashen yachid re'ei. Anochid osayin lefnechem hayom lashen rabim. Why? Shekol yachid tzarach liros ulehis takel shaharabim tluyibo. The yachid should see that the rabim is tali on him. And every yachid with one's actions could be mezakeh the whole tzibur. And I can bring them up. And I can bring it down. So that's the re'ei to the lefnechem. That's the re'ei. And that's the half and half. And one more question. Also the hayom. What's the hayom? Shebechol yom u'bechol shah. Every day we have to recognize that the, you know, this is the possibilities that we have. Always, every single day we have this. He says also, just in the later he has on one other point, that I think we've mentioned part of it before, but he says in the next column after he describes this whole event, of Yesh Lahavin on the top left, Le'ezatam Nitztavu Shakol Yisrael Yalu Al Arba Eila Bizev Eila Bizev Hal Miderech Olam Shakol Mishem Medaber El Akol Shu Ola Alabam Alamala. Right, really the one speaking should be up top, and the ones being spoken to are below. And here's the opposite, right? The Levium and the Aaron, they're down, and everybody else is up. V'ulai Tachein, to teach us, Shabal Rameis 21, Ulahoros Al Matzavam U'Mamadam Shel Yisrael. You're up. You're not normal. Somebody talking down to you. Hashem put us on the mountain. Put us on the even the mountain of Eval, but we're still on a mountain. And we have to recognize, Ashreichem Yisrael, where we have to recognize how high we could get. It also might mean how low we could get, right? That's the Gemara Ksubis Daf Samach Vav that he quotes, the daughter of Nachdimon Ben Gurion, who ended up being very rich, ended up getting, trying to gather barley amongst the Glalei Behemton Shalavriyim, and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, Ashreichem Yisrael. Ashreichem Yisrael, because there's so much potential there, so much potential there. The Maharal on that Gemara. But that's the message of the Be'er Yosef. Okay. One more point on the first pasuk. But this is on the Hayom. Re'e Anochi Nosem Lefnechem Hayom. Again, Bracha Uklala. Look in the Chaye Moshe. Source number 6. The Chaye Moshe. Or Bik. Re'e Anochi Nosem Lefnechem Hayom. Yesh L'dayek Tevas Hayom Meyutar, as has been pointed out. V'yesh L'amar, he says, another idea. Hayom often means the day. Sheyom ze merameiz liyom haShabbos. V'lochei nomar hayom behei hayedia. Hayom. It's the Shabbos. I'm giving to you hayom. The kavanaso liyom haShabbos. Shu yom meyuchad shal kol shivas yimei haShavua. It's the day. It's the day of the week. She'en lo ben zug. That has no parallel. That has no pair. And he quotes the Medrash. Embracious. Tani Rishon Bayochai. Omer Shabbos lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos says in front of Hashem. It's not fair. Ribono shel olam. L'kulon yesh ben zug. V'liyei ben zug. I don't have a pair. I don't have a mate. Right? Sunday as Monday, Tuesday as Wednesday, Thursday as Friday. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Knesset Yisrael hi ben zugcha. B'nei Yisrael will be your pair. U'b'kedushas hayom hazeh tuya kol b'rechasam shel Yisrael. And the kedushas hayom of this day is connected to the Jews. There's a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kisisa that says Shabbos is not one of the big three because Shabbos is nothing without the Jew keeping it. Without the Jew keeping it. Right, the Shmartim is a Shabbos. V'chol yimos chalaban kosh amru zohar kadosh. Kol berchon di'ilah v'tata, all bracha. Above and below, b'yom ha-shvi'ah atalyan, is tali on day 7, Shabbos. V'al eila she'enem shomer mes yom ha-shabbos, karo echas v'shalom, and if one that does not keep Shabbos properly, so then there v'hitzati esh, there's gonna be fire. Shabbos is the source, right? There's an archaim ha-kadosh in Bereishis that says, really, Hashem is machadish b'chol yom tamid, in a sense, every second. But the Arachayim HaKadosh says that every Shabbos, Hashem creates the power and energy to last, to push the world for another 6 days. Until the next Shabbos, right? It's not that the world keeps going now automatically. Every Shabbos gives the energy for the next 6 days till we get to the next Shabbos. The Meshech Chachma, the power, the bracha of Shabbos. So it says the Chaye Moshe here, V'zeh Sha'amar HaKasuf, Re'a Nochi Nosem Lefnechem Hayom, Hini Nosem Lefnechem Es Yom HaShabbos. I'm giving you Hayom. I'm giving you Shabbos. Recognize the bracha. Anochi Nosem Lefnechem. The bracha is the Hayom. It's the Shabbos. Makar HaBracha. V'im Tishmo Kushasa Karaui. And if you keep it, the sanctity properly, Yehe Lochem Yom HaShabbos Liyom Bracha, it'll be an amazing bracha. U'mimenati Mashiach Bracha, Meruba L'chol Ha'olamos B'yemos HaChol. And from it, the bracha for the whole week, right? People think chas v'shal the opposite. Shabbos keeps us, holds us back. No. V'im chas v'shal lo yishmu al kedushas haShabbos karaui. If we don't keep the Shabbos properly, as tavo chas v'shal haklala, shehi ahefech min habracha. So we have to make sure that we recognize the ultimate, the gift, right? The Gemara says matana, there are three matanas that we got, right? That the Eretz Yisrael, Torah, and Olam Haba, but elsewhere, the Gemara in Beitz Adaf, Tez Zayin or so, Shabbos around Daf Yud, about Shabbos is Matana Tova, Yesh Li Beis Kenazai. Shabbos is a Matana, and we have to recognize its gift state. Okay. Moving right along. We spent a lot of time on the first Pasuk. Let's try to get a couple of other issues mentioned. Perek Yud Gimel, again, there's many, many mitzvahs. I think we mentioned each year. Re'ei Shoftim and Kiseitze have a very high percentage of all the mitzvahs, of the Torah. I don't remember exactly how much it is, just Kiseitze itself has 74 mitzvahs, and Shoftim has a ton, and Re'eh has a ton. Re'eh, if you remember, has the pasuk that has 7 or 8 mitzvahs all learned out from one pasuk, about not to eat it, not to eat those things outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, but we continue. Says the Torah, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud Ches. Right at the end of the Aliyah of Navi Sheker and Ir HaNidachas, Yeridi Dachas, the Pasuk says, after we destroyed Yeridi Dachas, which at least according to one day of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, never happened. Don't touch the spoils. the what's burned. Laman yashuv Hashem becharon apo, so Hashem's anger is assuaged. V'nasan l'cha rachamim, and Hashem will give you rachamim v'richamcha v'hirbecha. Kasher nishpa v'avosecha. And Hashem will give you rachamim. What exactly is this pasuk doing here? Right, the Gemara says, the Gemara darshins from here, source number 7. V'lamdu chazal kol merachim ala brios merachamim ala min hashamayim. So if we have, are merachim on others, so then Hashem will give us rachmanis. V'nasan l'cha rachamim v'richamcha. The chiddush is, says the Shemen HaTov, here in the fourth volume of the Shemen HaTov. The chiddush bazeh, the lundu zedavka kan b'parshas Yoni Dachas. This chazal, that you have the double lashon of rachamim, to learn that if we have rachmanis, that Hashem will have rachmanis on us, right? It's a strange, unusual place to learn it from, in the context of Yoni Dachas. Right, that's what we learn. After l'chora nirek kol inyan tzivoy, the whole tzivoy, the whole idea of this mitzvah, even if it never, took place, but the message, hakei takes yoshvei ha'irahi l'fi charev, right, we destroy the city. Achremosa v'isatel olam sheze ibud, oh, it looks like the opposite of rachmanis. Imke nirek kol zachzarias gedola. Bikamakom davka de ma'isash chasa, through this act, it says that we are muvtach to have an asal l'cha rachamim. So what exactly is the message of having this limud in this context? So he has two ideas. V'itam l'chfar, one of them I think we have mentioned from others in the past, the Netziv and others. V'itachin l'far shel b'shnei ofanim. Two ideas, line 8. Yesh lomar, first idea. Da'af de bederek klau, usually, says the Shemen HaTov, Adam Nifal Lefi Maisav, as the Sefer HaChinuch always says, we are influenced by our activities. V'imu Osem Maisa Ritzicha V'chadom. And if a person is involved in a brazen act of killing, Nasa Baroshim is Palos Shal Ihargasha, V'shivu Yachayim Nasa Tibo Achzari, it affects us. It affects us. The Prime Minister Golda Meir, what did she say? I can forgive some of them for killing our children, but I cannot forgive them for making our children killers. Some quote like that, right? So that's the natural effect of what happens to a person. So even normally we're affected, achzerach b'divrei rishus, but that's only b'divrei rishus. Ach b'divrei mitzvos, maybe she wasn't correct, because all of those activities of the Israeli army was a dvar mitzvah. Avo b'dvar mitzvah yitachein ahefech gamke. But by a mitzvah is the opposite. Da'av she'osa ma'isa ibrash chasa. Even if somebody's involved in an act of destruction, nola bo hergish tov, they get, because they're doing the ratzon Hashem, then they get a sensitivity, the opposite of life. Dezeo koach ha'mitzvah lef'ol ba'adam letov av she'niris hefech mizeh. That's the power of a mitzvah. To affect a person, even the opposite of what it naturally should bring. Dezeo ma'shovtach le'Pinchas. That's what happened with Pinchas. Pinchas acted for Hashem, and what did he get? A bris shalom. A bris shalom, even though what he did seemed to be the opposite of shalom. Av she'asa ma'isa kanos la'rog zimri ben salu, nisi Yisrael. Right, and that's the, sometimes the opposite. And he says that's also later in the parsha, aser ta aser, the Chazal darshan, aser bishvil shetit asher. Give away your money so that you get rich. Even though it seems like a person is losing money by giving staka, become akom, kiven sheish bazeh mitzvah, nolim mizeh hefech v'dafka idizeh mit asher. Number one. So why is it that here, dafka, to show that when you do a mitzvah, the opposite effect could have, it's all good. It's all good how we're going to be affected. Number one. Aval, od yesh lafaresh, another idea, he says, od yesh lafaresh, another idea, that he has, demashiv ticha trov anasol charachamim, bahakosh shaliridi dachas, mishim sheinach zori is klal. Not that, it's an act of ashkasa, but miraculously, you're going to be affected in the opposite way. Deep down, it's not an act of ashkasa. Removing evil from the world is not an act of achzarius. Lehefach mizeh, zerachamim. Remember why Hashem gets angry at Shaul HaMelech for leaving Agag alive? Right? And what does the Gemara say there? If somebody has rachmanis on the Rishayim, they're going to end up being Marshia v'tzadikim. That's what happened with Novi Rekonim. The Gemara connects those two acts. Vazel rachamim, to remove the evil. Kima shamatzilam ashar ha'olam, me'ashpas elu ha'rishayim. Right, we remove the wickedness from the world. V'nasa zerachamim, that's rachmanis for the world. L'chein darshu, that's why we darshin here call him marachim ala brios, because this is rachmanis on brios. Dezeo b'emesin rachmanis. V'masha oseh mishpat berushom ma'adim in olam. Removing the evil from the world, that is the powers of Amalek from the world, so that is rachamim for the world. But maybe on this victim, right, they don't deserve to be here. But on the rest of the world, protection. And that's why, therefore, right, what Pinchas did saved everybody else. That's a maisa hatzala. That's not a maisa achzarius or retzicha. And that's why he gets a sham, and that's the same idea with Yerani Dachas. The Avamisha Nira La Achzarius, even though it appears brazen and terrible on the surface, Brahma Amito Shodavar, Ubetim Atzalas Kol Olam, this city will be driving everybody away from God. By removing them, we will be get closer to Hashem. The Bedavka, the Ibud Rishas Ba'olam, Vizeo Sha'amru Kal Marachim, Alo Achzarim, Sovelios Achzari Alo Rachmanim. Right, that's what I mentioned a minute ago. Vlamdo Misha'ol, Derichim Alagang Mi'amalek, Vesof Asa Maisa Denov, Ir HaKohanim. So this is a limud about the ear hanidachas. Moving right along. So we have a little bit later the Isra of Losis go to do. Right, the beginning of Revi. Banim atem Lashem Elokeichem. You are children to Hashem. Losis go to do. Do not gash yourself. I guess that's the pashup shot of Losis go to do. Leads into the next phrase. Don't gash yourself and cut yourself between your eyes on a mace. Right? Rashi says, "Lo says go to do lo sitnu gedida viseret bivsarchem." Don't you have to read it all together? Meaning, lo says go to lo sasimu. Both of these do not put a mark or a scratch on your flesh. Al mace kederach shaha amoriim osim, like the emori do. Right, they mark themselves. Lafisha atem banim shel makom, because you are banim Hashem be'atem ru'uyim lios na'im v'lo gedudim u'mikurachim. You are right to be na'eh, noble, and not marked and scratched and cut. Bein enechem. So that's the loses go to do. If you look in the Simon Labanim, if you look here in the Rav Kashtiel Sefer, he quotes that we know there are really three different limudim of Chazal on this pasuk of loses go to do. One that we just said, loses go to do not gash yourself. Lo mrot shebedubar be'isur echad, mine rabim shebeparsha, right, even though we're talking about one of the isurim out of many, nitan lafchin bipsukim elu b'shinui miseder aksuvim haragil. There's still a little difference. It's not, this loses go to must not be stama, like any mitzvah. It has an introduction and it has a follow-up. Hamitzvah matchila b'hakdamim yuchedes. Banim atem l'Hashem alokeichem. Right? Banim, your children. Loses go to do. That's an introduction. Most mitzvahs don't have such an introduction. Banim atem. Umistayemes b'tzur arucha v'yoseis dofen. And also, it finishes. Ki am kadosh atal l'Hashem alokecha. You are an am kadosh. Uvecha b'achar Hashem. Hashem chose you lios olam segula. What's so exciting about loses go to do? Right? That we get introduced by it, to it by, you are children of Hashem, and we go away from it with, you're a holy nation. Hashem shows you to be an Am Segula from all the other nations. Right? So what is this? What is so special about this? L'mitzvah zos yesh shnei ta'amim. Ha'echad mishum pigi iser pigiya atzmit, right? Physical, mutilation. V'hasheni, but also iser avodah zarah. Shebahu Naglis Godet. It's also connected to Avodah Zarah that the Ovi Avodah Zarah used to do this to mark themselves by a mace. Lahakiv dam mehaguf, to be makiz dam, and that's what's quoted by the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So we have number one, don't gash yourself. Number two, Avodah Zarah. Number three, Ulam line 10, as we know, Chazal Motziv Isser Nosaf Bipsukamila. There's another Isser, and that is Yivamas Yud Gimel. Los is go to do, losasu agudos, agudos. Right? Don't break yourselves into groups. Don't break yourselves into groups. Reish Lakish Roach, Bachalukas, Kriyas HaMegillah, Lemis Paryamim, Pilo, Bam Yisrael. That's where Reish Lakish was bothered. How do we have the Yontav of Purim? With Kriya on the 14th, Kriya on the 15th. Fusame Chazos al Pazak, los is go to do. Droshil Chatizen, Nir El Lechor, Ma'od Rachok Me'apshat, says Rav Kashtiel. Sometimes you have it, but we'd rather not say that. To say that the drash is so far away from the pshat. Okay, sometimes we don't have a choice. But is there a way to connect the drash, the losis go to do, and losas agudos agudos, and the Pashup Shot. Nitamo Marshal Khain Zuraka Smachta and Shana Shala Pasak. You might say it's not connected, it's just an Asmachta. Ulam Gam Kashar Chazal Somchim Halal Pasik Busiyam, but still, even when Chazal connect in a halakha to a certain pasik, Hadarim Mevate Kesher Mahuti. It reflects some type of substantive connection. Bein ha-halacha l'pasik ha-specifi. So let's see if we can figure this out. B'pasik hazeh, l'fi chazal, yeshno mifkash, bein shlosha revadim. There are three ideas that are overlapping here. Min hage avodizara, hismodidus im hamaves, upalganis ba'am Yisrael. Avodizara, dealing with death, and splits among the Jewish people. Says the Rekashtiel, beautiful, we're going to put all of this together. All these three together. So first he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. Gedita v'srita achasi. Ukeshev shayu ha'akim sartib yibsaram al-meisem v'bnei atzar. As we said, the idolaters used to gash themselves on their flesh out of pain. Kacha yuchov l'natzman ba'avodes kochavim. U'b'chal ha'sar ha'zesh lo yushnei batei dinim b'irachas. The Rambam puts it all together also. Rambam has Avodah Zarah and gashing and lo, not to have two batei dinim b'irachas. Noig peminag zeh, v'zeh noig peminag acher. Shardar v'zeh goren lo machlokas gedolos. Lo says go to do. So the Rambam, he points out, even if you want to try to, you want to say, oh, they're not connected, the Rambam puts it all together in one halacha. Haramam mechaber, ofan yashir, esilchas avodah zarah, va'avelus, elapalganus. Makar nosaf, and another makar, shemechaber ben avodah zarah va'apalganus, hu abal nachlas David, based David, called pirid b'Yisrael, hu pirid b'shem shemayim. And he quotes this from Rav Kook as well. Machlokos hadeos al davar hadrachas haklal im bezman hazeh, shirabu pritse nosei degel hafkiris biad ramah, le'ilhafra se'uma, right, where the nation is being separated, because of these, ways that people are thinking, are serving. The chulu, skip a couple of lines. Ain kates the reos hagashvias aruchnias, let's get to the part that I wanted to focus on. Says Rav Kashtiel, on top of the next page. First, he's going to connect Avodah Zarah and what we call Agudos Agudos. Hamachshava shel pirid ha'uma l'chalakim. What is Agudos Agudos? I'm going to serve God in my way, and I think my way is the highway. I don't recognize that there are other ways of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a thought of Avodah Zarah. To think that there are only some Jews that have a connection and not others. To think that there's a cutoff between Jews and God, and only I'm connected, so that's a Avodah Zarah. Agudas Agudos is a form of Avodah Zarah. Hamachshava shel pirid ha'uma l'chalakim, hamachshava shel Avodah Zarah shein lakiyim. Ha'omer, right, the pasuk says in Brachas, ha'omer v'chucha tovim arazet derech minus. Right, there are many pshatim, look at the Me'iri there, I think he quotes seven pshatim about what does that mean, yivarchucha tovim. But one of the pshat is that's heretical. But what does that mean? Yivarchucha tovim. Rashi. She'eno kolel rishaim b'shivcho shel makom. Yivarchucha tovim. The tovim could have a connection with you. The tovim, those that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my way, so they're Jewish and they have a right to be connected. So if we say that, that's heretical. V'chachamim mandu mehal chelbana. As we know, the chelbana would smell bad. Sharei chara. Umon akasa bein samani aktores. You got to put the chelbana in, right? Balitosos mechadadim as a kesher. Yivarchucha tovim pirish shemotzius poshim min haklal. Right, so that's a problem. K'shadam omer sherak l'tovim yishev shoras l'varach b'shem Hashem. When a person says only this group of Jews has the right to serve Hashem in this way, who be'etzem omer shaharishoyim heim lo chilek mi'atochnit elokit. Those Jews are not part of the divine plan. When somebody has that type of attitude, Shiesta Rishus Nifredes Mehanag Elokis. Oh, what are they? Oh, they're serving a different power. Lumazos Ha'olam Ayehudi Mispaseis Alapasik Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Gam Harishaim Gam Eila Sha'atah Bekatnuscha Lo Matzliach Lahachilam. Right, you and your smallness cannot include those amongst the Jewish nation. Kalulim Umunhagim Api Aratzon Elokei. They're also servants of God. Right, don't leave anybody. Don't be laafuke anybody. Leaving Jews out is a limitation of his malchus. So that is number one. Putting together Avodah Zarah and splintering of the Jewish nation is taking away from Hashem Echad. And what about the others, about acting on a mace? So again, he's going to say, if I act too much on a mace, if I have such a reaction which reflects that I don't believe in the afterworld, in the next life, I'm separating between Chaim and Mavis. I think there's Chaim and Mavis and not Chaim and a different type of Chaim that also is connected to Avodah Zarah. That's how we start, right? Hamavis hizira emunit lo pshuta. Death is a difficult concept to swallow. It's very difficult. Rov anashim mefachadim mehamavis, right? We're scared. Hachaim im zormim vaharmonim ulefeta kol nesa beregachad. We're going. Life is going, and boom, something happens. Davar hayotzer tchushas netek upirud mochlad. I feel separation, overdone, loss. I feel there's no achdus in the world. There's no oneness, right? I felt life is reality, and then the death is cutting. It's not connected. And there says the Siman Labanim, but the Torah teaches us otherwise. The Torah says that death is also part of life, so to speak. Ulam Tarasenu Akdosha Madricha Usanu Shahamavas Vachaim Shneim Barim Eis Hashem. Life and death are both from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? If we mourn too hard and we gash ourselves, we're saying, oh, Hashem wasn't in charge of this. Hashem does not, Chaim Amavas are not Biyado. Ein Afrada Venitok Ba'olam. There's no Nituk. There's no, nothing cut off. We're not cutting off Jews. We're not cutting between life and death. Ein makom lisrot bebasar v'lipol etzar tomi. Anu ha'am ha'mufkad al hashkafes ha'achdus. Banav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe everything mipi elyon. Lo teitzi haroz v'atov. We are am kadosh. We are am kadosh. Right? And that's why the pasuk, says the Siman Labanim. All of these are learned out from one pasuk. Splitting Jews up into agudos. That's a form of, that's connected to Avodah Zarah, because we believe all Jews are from one source, are connected to one God, and splitting life and death in a too much of an extreme way is also something that we, stay away from, and, putting it all together, recognizing that life and death are both part of the divine plan, that breeds achdus, that believes emuna in HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. The final thought will be more of a lumdish thought, right? We have it towards the, right towards the end of the parsha, where we have again the psukim of, we have the third parshas hamoadim, right? We have parshas hamoadim in Emor and in Pinchas, and now in Re'eh, and Perek Tezayin, all the way at the end of the parsha, we have all the chagim. And this is the thought that we could have said at any of them, including parshas Bo, where it appears. But the pasuk talks about matzah. Well, this was about matzah. I didn't get to mention this in an earlier bow or other shiurim, but we have the mitzvah of matzah and chametz. Lo socha olav chametz, in Perek Tezayin, shivas lam tocha olav matzos lechem oni. Eat matzah, pasuk gimel, pasuk ches, sheses yamim tocha matzos, v'yam hashvi atzaras l'ashem elokecha. So there is a thought about matzah that the Meshech Chachma mentions, and he gives us a yesod about halacha. There's a Meshech Chachma in the Hashmatos to Sefer Shmos, right, which is it's on the pasuk of Miyamim Yamima at the end of Parshas Shmos. It's in Perek Yud Gimel, right? Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud. I'll just look back and read the context, right? Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yud. That's at the end of Parshas Bo, right? In one of the Parshios of Tefillin, right after Tefillin, Mishamarta Zachuk Azos LeMoadam in Yamim Yamima, Yamim Yamima. So the Medrash on Yamim Yamima, the Mechilta, the Medrash Halacha on Shmo says, Miyamim Yamima, right after Tefillin, Magid, the Adam Sorach Libdok has Tefillin Lacha Yud Beis Chodesh. Once a year to check the Tefillin. Once a year to check your Tefillin. Miyamim Yamina, Vishamarta, Miyamim Yamima. And the Meshech Chachma quotes the Mishkanes Yaakov, who says, you learn from here, in general, that you have to check, just like you have to check your Tefillin, you have to check the lungs of an animal. Mikan raya lebedikas hareya miut hamatzui dahavida araisa. So the Mishkanes Yaakov says, just like you have to check tefillin, you have to check, the lungs of an animal. He compares those two. Says the Meshech Chachma, I'm not so sure those are comparable, and you see what this has to do with matzah, which is in our parsha. Ulanias daiti yish lomar api mashati ratzti kushis atosus. There's a tosus shehikshu amayda amrinan bikilayim osel tachrichem lames. We all know. Many of us know that there's a halacha that when we go to a cemetery, you have to tuck your tefillin in. Right? Because it's a kind of loig l'rush. You can't do mitzvahs in the context of a mace. But the Gemara seems to say that you're allowed to make the tachrichim, the shrouds of a mace, with kilayim, with illicit mixtures. So ask Tosfos, how could you do that? Isn't it loig l'rush? Right? You're like making fun, they're doing an avera, you're wrapping him. Va'amarti, and says the Meshech Chachma, no. Let me answer Tosfos' question. There's a big difference between the lo sa'aseh and the yaseh. V'yamarti, debelosa say, ha'ikr ha'amashe ein adam oseh. The ikr v'alosa say is, don't do it. What if somebody, v'im asa machmas ones, o inyan achir apotra, what if I'm ones, I have to do the aveira? Shuv, so what is the ones? Ones is as if you didn't do it. Shuv, hu kamo kol adam sha'asiyah eno nechshav lasiya. If you do something, you know, if somebody has to, go put a gun to my head, eat treif or I'm going to kill you, so I eat the treif. So what happened to Shemayim? It says, I didn't do it. Ones keman delo avid. I didn't do the Aveira. The Shuv lo asa kemo zulasa. So that's why if somebody, says the Meshech Chachma, to answer that question, if somebody is wrapped up in shatnez, so it's ke'ilo, they didn't do it. They're ones, they're dead, and they don't get an Aveira for that. But by mitzvahs, I can't do a mitzvah, and therefore I'm ba'ones, I can't do a mitzvah. Lo kim b'mitzvahs asay. Ones, you can't say command David. Hashem won't make you at fault. But so for what? I didn't do it. So by tzitzis, that's making fun of the mace, says Tosfos. Because, you know, if you didn't wear the tzitzis, so then the mace can't get the credit. But kilayim, ones, you didn't do it. You didn't do the maisa. So that's by tzitzis and Kilayim, says the Meshech Chachma, that's why I don't think that you could compare, getting back now to the Mishkanes Yaakov, I don't think you could compare checking your tefillin and checking a lung. Checking a lung. V'chein amina. We assume, kivan de bezek, kivan de rovein, a treifa, line 20, if we assume that a very large percentage of animals don't have problems with the lungs, so then you don't have to check. Why? You don't have to check. Because what happens if there was a problem? Right? You ate something not kosher? Kilo, you didn't eat it. That was an ones. So, you don't have that same standards. Tefillin. You don't check your tefillin. So what happens? Oh, the tefillin, there was a mistake in the tefillin. So that's an ones. So you didn't do the mitzvah. Right? You only say ones keman delo avid, says the Meshech Chachma. If there's an ones, you could say your action is knocked out and wiped out. You didn't do it. You didn't do the avera. But by a mitzvah, you can't say it's as if you did the mitzvah. It's as if you did the mitzvah. What does this have to do with us? So it says, in our parsha, we have the mitzvah of matzah. So the Meshech Chachma points out, by the mitzvah of matzah, it's interesting, there are higher standards on the first night of Pesach than the rest of Pesach. First night of Pesach, we need what's called matzah shmura, a high-level shmira, and the Gemara says that if I have a dough from a goy that I know for sure, let's say, b'teko shal nachrim on line 38, you know, you can eat that the rest of Pesach, but you can't eat that the night of the Seder. And the question that many mafarshim wonder is, well, what's the difference? If it's not matzah, if it's not chametz, so why can I use it for matzah? Right? So, says the Meshech Chachma, the first night of Pesach, as is said in our parsha, you need to eat matzah. Let's say it's not matzah. It didn't turn out to be matzah. So what are you going to say? Okay, you know, you ate chametz, so you're not at fault. But you didn't eat matzah. The first night of Pesach, there has to be a higher standard of matzah shmura because you need to eat matzah. It's not just that you are not allowed to eat chametz. The rest of Pesach, fine. There's a lower standard because, okay, it was chametz, you don't get the esser of chametz. It was an ones. But you're not going to mitzvah matzah, but there's no mitzvah matzah, says the Meshech Chachma. Achzeu b'chol yimei ha-Pesach, line 41. Shu lo sas yishlo lechol chametz. V'shuv kein tzorach lechesh bidina. So if there's a situation where you don't have to be concerned, im kenim yochal, if it ends up being chametz, it's, you didn't eat chametz. Belaila Rishona, the mitzvah le'echol matzah. The first night is the mitzvah to eat matzah. Im echan mibnei revav ha-chametz, if there's a tiny amount of chametz in there, you didn't eat matzah, you don't get the credit. So says the Meshech Chachma, the yisod that we learn about matzah and about all the mitzvahs. Says the Meshech Chachma, when it comes to an avera that I did ba'ones, so Hashem could say you didn't do it. I'm not going to get faulted for it. But a mitzvah that I didn't do, if somebody was tefillin their whole life and it ends up their tefillin boxes are empty, Hashem's, it's a tragedy that you didn't have tefillin, but, you know, we can't get the credit. Hashem maybe will give us, you know, ratzon credit, but maisa credit we don't get. That's the difference between a mitzvah saseh and mitzvahs lo saaseh. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Parshas Re'eh, again, jam-packed parsha with all the mitzvahs. And Hashem, next time we continue with Shoftim Kiseitze, this triumvirate that has such a large percentage of mitzvahs. We try to do little by little every year as much as we can do. Okay, we will stop here.